All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Monday morning. It's our Made in Michigan Monday feature. This is the time every week that we talk about a Michigan-made product or something related to Michigan. And I'll tell you what, when you think skiing in Michigan, Boyne Mountain is probably the place that comes to mind first. And do they have a lot of improvements planned at Boyne? Joining us right now from Boyne Mountain is Aaron Ernst. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Paul.
Everything old is new again. This has been a tradition for a lot of Michigan families. A lot of people have made the trek up to Boyne every winter to go skiing. How long has Boyne Mountain Resort been there?
Oh, yes, long time. We have generations of skiers that have come and enjoyed the property. Boyne Mountain actually was founded in 1947 as Boyne Ski Club and opened for the first time in the winter of 1948-49. So long history of just ski innovation, snowmaking innovation, and growth, you know, tremendous growth since those days of having just one chairlift, a lodge. You know, we've come a long, long way since then. But skiing is still always at the heart of what we do, and we're excited about our next generation of growth and development.
Well, let's talk about that, because it's time to open a new chapter at Boyne Mountain Resort. You've released a whole list of improvements that you plan there. So let's just kind of go through the list. What are the projects that are going to be undertaken at Boyne?
Sure. Well, we announced our Renaissance 2.0, and it is really our next generation of growth and resort development, elevating our resort experiences, our spaces. So this is a plan that kind of lays out what we have in store through the year 2030, laid out in phases. So we have national level attractions included, new technology and lift innovations, hotel developments, green initiatives more. We're super excited about everything. You know, and a lot of it really focuses on, you know, building out our Swiss-inspired resort village, you know, and really elevating that experience, continuing to build that out. So, one of the first things that skiers will notice coming to the property this winter is the switch over to RFID technology. So that means no longer are there the sticky tickets that hang from your coat jacket. Mm-hmm. We've moved to reloadable media cards. And so with RFID, you're able to do a direct-to-lift access, so you can order online your lift tickets or your season passes. You can pick them up now via several new pickup boxes throughout the resort grounds. And then we have gates and hand scanners at all of our lifts, providing the access to the slopes. So super convenient, and you're able to reload your media card. So if you choose, you buy lift tickets once for the season, but you decide snow is incredible, you need to come back for another visit, you just go right back online and add another ticket right to that card. And when you get to the property, straight to the lift. So really provides a lot of convenience there for our guests. So we're excited about that.
That is exciting. You're not going to have that ticket hanging from your jacket to tell everybody that you've been to Boyne Mountain anymore.
That's right. I know. That is the part. Almost there's, you know, it's the part that people talk about a little bit, because there's kind of like that nostalgia around those tickets, you know, and looking back at the prior winter and where all you skied.
Right, so, exactly.
So this is just, you know, offers that super convenience and, you know, moving into, you know, providing that technological advancement and everything going online makes it super easy and convenient.
You mentioned, you know, starting all those years ago at Boyne Mountain with a, you know, a chairlift and a little chalet. That chairlift, by the way, was an original at Boyne Mountain, and it's about to get a major upgrade. Tell us a little bit about the chairlift you've got planned.
Yeah, so back from those days, actually, so when Boyne Mountain opened for the 1948-49 season, opened with the very first chairlift in the Midwest. So that was a big deal, but even bigger than that, it was actually the world's first chairlift. So it had traveled from Sun Valley on rail car to Boyne Mountain and reassembled for 1948.
So it's incredible.
Some really, you know, really monumental things in the history behind Boyne Mountain, you know, both in lift and snowmaking, is just so fascinating for this property in the, you know, in Michigan to have such an impact on a, you know, an international level. You know, that was a big deal. There was the first four-place chairlift in the world that was installed at Boyne Mountain. That was in 1964. We have America's first high-speed six-person lift. That lift is still in operation today is the Mountain Express, so our main chairlift right at the center of it. So we are bringing, though, the next evolution of chairlift technology with Doppelmayr's D-Line, and that's actually an 8-passenger chairlift, so 8 people on a chair. And we are putting that up in the Disciples Ridge area. So it's going to replace a couple of our chairs over in that area with this new high-speed 8-person chairlift. So it will go from about almost a 9-plus-minute ride prior to that down to about a 3-minute ride up to the top of the hill. So a lot of speed there, additional capacity, and has some really great safety features as well with anti-locking safety bars, and it has a child-friendly raisable loading carpet. So a lot of great technology involved in that chairlift. So that won't be coming in for this season, but it will be coming in for next winter, winter 22-23. So something great to look forward to.
Very good. What are some of the other things planned as part of this Renaissance 2.0?
Another one coming for this winter is Chalet Edelweiss is going to open. So for some of our guests who have stayed at this property before, it was the Edelweiss Lodge formerly. This is probably the truest ski and scale experience in the Midwest. This hotel lodge is completely surrounded by snow. So you actually, like, as you're bringing your luggage there, you actually bring it in on sled, because you're crossing truly like snow. It's surrounded on all sides with it. So it's a 35-room lodge, and we have done a complete top-to-bottom renovation to it. So really European-inspired, has a lush lobby living area, sauna experience there. So that's coming, opening for Christmas week. So reservations can be made now for any guests that like to be able to stay there this winter. And another really one, a huge one we're super excited about is Sky Bridge, Michigan. So this is going to be a peak-to-peak pedestrian bridge.
Wow.
Construction has already started on it. So it is going to become the world's longest timber-towered suspension bridge. So just over 1,200 feet long, 118 feet high.
Wow.
Constructed between the peaks of McLeod to Disciples Ridge. So it's a pedestrian walking bridge that people can go across, take in the scenery, enjoy all the views from it. They'll ride on a chairlift up to the top of the mountain and then be able to cross this this pedestrian bridge.
Really exciting. That is really cool.
Yeah, it really is.
And then the other thing I want to talk a little bit about is the sustainability. I mean, you have an eye toward the future for sustainability, don't you?
We do, yes. Yep, we have an initiative that is of our parent company, Boyne Resorts. So it's the Forever Project, and all of our resorts in the portfolio are really moving towards, the future, and really looking at the sustainability, what we can do to lessen our impact. And one of the things that we have, it's actually nearing completion right now at Boyne Mountain, is a solar array. So we have land that's adjacent to the Boyne Mountain Resort grounds. And we have installed over 4,000 solar panels on this land. So it powers about the equivalency of about 300 homes and condos a year. So just a really great project that is one of many outlined in our Forever Project.
Oh, that is exciting stuff. We're talking with Aaron Ernst at Boyne Mountain about all the improvements they've got planned over the next several years. You'll see some of it when you visit this winter. Aaron, it's been a mild fall thus far. I know it's still pretty early in the fall. When do you start throwing the snow around there? When do the machines fire up? When can people start thinking about skiing up there?
Oh, gosh. We always do it as soon as we can. It might be a little early right now, but at this stage, where we do our testing, we get everything prepped and ready for it. But yeah, for each ski season, we always open as soon as we can. Sometimes that means that it's like into mid-November. Other times it's around Thanksgiving. So we always start making snow as soon as those temperatures show. A few consistent nights where we're dipping down into the range where we can make snow and looks like it can stick around. We always stand ready for it.
Won't be that much longer. People can make their reservations now. And I guess as people visit this fall and winter, Aaron, they're going to see some of the signs of the project that you've got going on, aren't they?
Absolutely. They sure will. And as you said, planning ahead is always a great thing when you're buying your lift tickets online. The earlier you buy, the more you save. So a great thing to plan forward on for this winter and get your trip planned, and look forward to coming up and skiing at Boyne Mountain.
BoyneMountain.com is the place to go to do that. Aaron, thanks so much for telling us about this. Sounds like you've got some great things to look forward to in the next few years.
Thank you.
Well, that's our Made in Michigan Monday on 1380 WPHM Boyne Mountain. That is one of those great Michigan locations for skiing and great resort up there, and a lot of improvements planned in the next few years. You can read all about it when you go to the website, BoyneMountain.com. One of the first panels is about their Renaissance 2.0. Click on that. Take a look at some of the things they have planned over the next few years.